Convener of the research and advocacy platform, Razak Abu, has welcomed President Mahama's granting of remission of sentence of the Muntie Three. He said 182,000 signatures were collected to petition the president. Mr. Razak said the four-week imprisonment of the trio is deterrent enough.
We are very much delighted, and we wish to use the opportunity to thank His Excellency the President of the Republic for this gesture that he has just done to us. We are most grateful for his compassion.
So would you really say that your hard work has paid off?
Yes, somehow. Yes, we think that we have a listening president, and then our methods, like we said earlier, have been lawful. We haven't adopted violence to make our case known. We open books to collect signatures to be able to appeal to the president to give us a remission.
Refresh our minds a bit, what was contained in the petition and how many signatures did you collect exactly?
Yes, at the time we were presenting our petition, we had in excess of 180,000. And then what we were seeking to do was to appeal to His Excellency to invoke Article 72 of the 1992 Constitution. Under the article, especially the 72A, there are various options available to the president: outright pardon, remission of the sentence, and then some other options that were available to the president. What that means is that the gentlemen have 3 months of the 4-month sentence wiped off, but they would have served 1 month. And mind you, in the case of contempt, you know, they have to serve the entire days that they have been given. And in our view, even though it's punishment enough, we are happy at least for the relief that it is bringing to them.
But were you still collecting signatures after you had submitted your petition to the president?
Yes, the signatures were still ongoing.
So what happens now?
Yes, we will just take stock of how many we have had so far, and then we can extend a hand of graciousness. We can thank the president for what he has done for us.
Convener of Research and Advocacy Platform, Razak Abu. Private legal practitioner Yawapong said he is not surprised that the president has granted the Muntie Three pardon. Mr. Pong, however, predicts that a new twist to the case may crop up in the coming days. He explained that the remission of the three convicts only means a reduction in their term of imprisonment.
I'm not surprised that their sentence has been remitted, but I'm surprised that in the face of pending on this same matter, and in the face of an application for injunction having been filed, and also there's information that it has been served on the Attorney General, the President would still go ahead to act on it, irrespective of the fact that there's a pending application for injunction, and also the fact that when the suit is pending and an application for injunction has been filed and served on you, when you go against the very thing for which you are being restrained, you commit contempt. And that also gives you a totally different perspective altogether. And so I think that for the coming days, new twist to this case may unfold.
It's not over yet, but some say it's a slap in the face of the judiciary.
Well, I don't fully share that view. In the sense that I hold a view that once a court of law has determined a matter and they have given their decision or judgment, they are found truth official. They have nothing to do with it anymore. That is in terms of the law. But as to whether when a person is acting on another provision of the Constitution, i.e. Article 72, for example, whether doing so, you will not create some impression in the minds of people that you are, in a way, interfering with the administration of justice.
Well, and let's go for some a bit of education here. We are expecting them to say that the president has granted them pardon. What we are hearing is a remission. What does it mean?
Well, there's not much. The remission only means a reduction in the number of days or months that you are to serve in lawful custody. So it's just a reduction of it. But it all comes under prerogative of mercy.
Does it mean that with this, it raises their record as ex-convicts?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, there are two things. Their conviction has not been affected. It is the same thing. So they are convicted. People who have been convicted and serve at least 1 month sentence for contempt.
But does it come with any condition, the remission, or did that just end it?
The difficulty is that I'm even discussing this thing with a bit of thanking chief, because I haven't seen the statement that they understand Mr. Omanepo Amai. Because I would like to see an official document, document with whether the Minister of Communication letterhead or the Flagstaff House, because we've seen these things before. A number of times matters come out, we discuss it only to be told that, oh, it's they've fraudulently obtained. So I would have wished that, as it's done sometimes, the chief of staff will issue such a statement with the cluster house issue document signed by the chief of staff. Then I become a bit comfortable.
Private legal practitioner Yao Opong. However, critics say the president's granting of remission is a bad signal for the deepening and respect for Ghana's constitution and rule of law. In the view of PPP's Pako Akong, the action is an abuse of the powers of the presidency. Mr. Akong added that President Mahama's decision clearly depicts him as more partisan in nature than nationalistic.
We are extremely disappointed, and if you monitor social media and what people are saying on social media, and even those who are not on social media, it's quite unfortunate, because we all know that in a nation where the rule of law is regarded, I mean, we are thrown into a state of anarchy, and for the president to have exercised the power of prerogatives in such a capricious manner, we find it quite worrying. You see, what has happened, we as a party, we are the least excited about people being thrown in jail. But the point ought to be made that, you see, if we want to develop this country, want to build this country, the rule of law must work. When people offend the law, they must be dealt with. In other countries, US, wherever, as soon as you fall foul of the law, you are dealt with. It doesn't matter who passes God. But we live in a country where political party supporters petition a president, and because he's forced, because there's so much pressure on him, he succumbs to such pressures, and he pardons these people.
Well, but even apart from the president's party people, Amnesty International, the bunch here also came in saying that the sentencing was harsh. The people have shown remorse, so the president should at least give them a pardon.
It does not lie in the matter of Amnesty to determine whether a sentence is harsh or not.
Member of PPP Pako Akong. Assessing the political implications of the president's granting of remission, governance expert Professor Emmanuel Osei-Siama said the move could affect the fortunes of the NDC in the upcoming elections, but this will depend largely on how the party handles issues arising from the president's action. Professor Osei-Siama said the fact that the three have served almost 1 month in prison is deterrent enough and proof of the government's respect for the judiciary.
I don't think it's either of them. It's neither an attack on the judiciary, neither is it a freedom for free speech, if I'm pulled your way. To read the statement, I think the government also rubbish the insult that the people insulted on the judiciary, and warned all of us not to go that direction. And I also think that it actually came out strongly say that there is a caution to all of us, and that whoever you are, it's possible that it's far, far of the law, especially it will be to catch you. Not also, notwithstanding, I must also say that DJI also did a good job by also sounding a caution to all of us.
But what are the political implications of this decision?
Certainly, it has a political implication, and the implication can be positive or negative, depending how you look at it. You know, certainly one will say that the NDC would like to actually strengthen its base in terms of this political era. And so for a matter of, sympathy, certainly it will be a happiness call for the NDC as a party and then also as governance in power. And so certainly certain things of this nature will have political implications. However, being it negative or whatever, it depends on how you are looking at it. And so certainly has a political implication. Looking at how even at this particular time our political season has actually come up strongly and the campaign season is booming. So certainly it has a political implication.